Of course I have secrets. Of course I do. Everyone has a few secrets. It's completely normal. I'm not talking about big earth-shattering secrets. Not the president is planning to bomb Japan and only Will Smith can save the world type secrets. Just normal, everyday little secrets. Like, for example, here are a few random secrets of mine off the top of my head. 1. My Kate Spade bag is a fake. 2. I love sweet sherry, the least cool drink in the universe. 3. I weigh 128 pounds, not 118 like my boyfriend Connor thinks. Although in my defence, I was planning to go on a diet when I told him that. And, to be fair, it is only one number different. 4. I've always thought Connor looks a bit like Ken, as in Barbie and Ken. 5. I lost my virginity in the spare room with Danny Nussbaum while Mum and Dad were downstairs watching Ben-Hur. 6. When my colleague Artemis really annoys me, I feed her plant orange juice, which is pretty much every day. 7. I once had this weird lesbian dream about my flatmate Lissy. 8. My G-string is hurting me. 9. I've always had this deep-down conviction that I'm not like everybody else, and there's an amazingly exciting new life waiting for me just around the corner. 10. I have no idea what this guy in the grey suit is going on about. 11. Plus, I've already forgotten his name. And I only met him 10 minutes ago. We believe in multi-logistical formative alliances, both above and below the line. Absolutely, I reply, as though to say, doesn't everybody? Multi-logistical. What does that mean again? I'm sitting at the offices of Glen Oil's headquarters in Glasgow, and as I glance at my reflection in the window, I look just like a top businesswoman. My shoulder-length hair is straightened, after half an hour with the hairdryer and a bottle of serum this morning. I'm wearing discreet gold swirl earrings, like they tell you to in How to Win That Job articles. And I've got on my smart new jigsaw suit. At least, it's practically new. I got it from the cancer research shop and sewed on a button to replace the missing one, and you can hardly tell. I'm here representing the Panther Corporation, which is where I work. The meeting is to finalise a promotional arrangement between the new cranberry-flavoured Panther Prime sports drink and Glen Oil, and I flew up this morning from London, especially. This is the first time I've ever had to travel for work. Okay, the truth is, this is the first business meeting I've attended on my own. I've been at the Panther Corporation for 11 months as a marketing assistant, which is the bottom level in our department. I started off just doing menial tasks like typing letters, getting the sandwiches, and collecting my boss Paul's dry cleaning. But after a couple of months, I was allowed to start checking copy. Then, a few months ago, I got to write my very own promotional leaflet for a tie-in with washing powder. God, I was excited. I spent all weekend working on it, and I was really pleased with the result. Even if my boss Paul did just glance at the copy and say, "Fine." And forget to tell anyone that I wrote it. Since then, I've done a fair bit of writing promotional literature, and I've even sat in on a few meetings with Paul, so I really think I'm moving up the ladder. In lots of ways, I'm practically a marketing executive already. Except for the tiny point that I still seem to do just as much typing as before, and getting sandwiches and collecting dry cleaning. Especially so since our departmental secretary Gloria left a few weeks ago and still hasn't been replaced. This meeting is my big break. It's my first chance to show Paul what I'm really capable of. I had to beg him to let me go. After all, Glen Oil and Panther have done loads of deals together in the past. It's not like there'll be any surprises. But deep down, I know I'm here only because I was in his office when he realised he double-booked with an awards lunch that most of the department were attending. So here I am, representing the company. On Monday, I'm having my one-year appraisal meeting, and my secret hope is that if I do well today, I'll get promoted. At the thought, I feel a familiar stab of longing. It would show Dad I'm not a complete loser. And Mum, and Kerry. If I could just go home and say, "By the way, I've been promoted to marketing executive." Emma Corrigan, marketing executive. Emma Corrigan, senior vice president. marketing. Paul said the deal was pretty much done and dusted, and all I had to do was raise one point about timing, and even I should be able to manage that. And so far, I reckon it's going really well. The man in the grey suit is still droning on. As casually as possible, I extend my hand and inch his business card toward me. I write Doug Hamilton on my notepad and give a little wriggle. God, my knickers really are uncomfortable. I mean, G-strings are never that comfortable at the best of times, but these are particularly bad. Which could be because they're two sizes too small. Which could possibly be because when Connor bought them for me, he told the lingerie assistant I weighed 118 pounds, whereupon she told him I must be a size four. Size four? So it got to Christmas Eve, and we were exchanging presents, and I unwrapped this pair of gorgeous pale pink silk knickers. Size four. And I basically had two options. A, confess the truth. Actually, these are too small. I'm more of an eight. And by the way, I don't really weigh 118 pounds. B, shoehorn myself into them. Unfortunately, since rebranding, major rethink, feel we need to be considering alternative synergies. Doug Hamilton's voice starts to impinge on my consciousness. What's he saying? Two products diverging, becoming incompatible. What was that about incompatible? What was that about a major rethink? I feel a jolt of alarm. We appreciate the functional and synergetic partnership that Panther and Glen Oil have enjoyed in the past, Doug Hamilton is saying. But you'll agree that clearly we're going in different directions.
Different directions? He can't be. Is he trying to pull out of the deal?